to a bunch of incoming freshmen. The job would help her pay down her bills. Hopefully, she'd soon have enough equity to get a loan to purchase the house she wanted to convert into a family counseling practice. That's all this was, a means to an end. She knew, personally, that getting close only led to heartache. Besides, when have you ever started thinking about guys as keepers? You love being single, love having a different guy every weekend. I guess, she said with a sigh, but I don't know. Maybe someday I'd like to find my very own Prince Charming. Danielle was a realist. A life in foster care had taught her not to dream. She didn't believe in fairy tales. But if there was one man who came close to filling the shoes of Prince Charming, it was Jack. Rugged, yet sweet. Tough, yet tender. Yeah, he played the role well. But that's all it was for him, right? A role.
Stop wishing for more, girl.
He has a brother, Danielle supplied. Two, in fact. Oh, yeah, do tell. Sam and Luke, from what he says, they seem pretty tight. Who knows? Maybe he'll bring one of them by when he looks at the house with us tomorrow.
You think?
Violet asked. A new inflection in her voice.
Sure.
So, you and Jack then, she said, turning the conversation back on Danielle. You think there could be more? Her heart wavered, but she quickly shut it down, zipped it up, and buttoned it tight.
No, he's just helping me out for now. Life will go back to normal when he leaves.
Normal? You think you can go back to being asexual after him? She walked over to her sofa, picked up her home sweet home pillow, and fluffed it.
No, I'm not saying that. I just mean we'll each go our own way.
Her heart squeezed at that thought. As much as she tried to fight it, Jack was becoming so much more than simply a teacher to her. Just hearing his name, or thinking about him, which she found herself doing more and more often, had her pulse fluttering and her stomach taking flight.
Okay, good. Because having sex has been good for you.
Technically, they hadn't really had sex yet, but they'd come close. Very close. Hot, tie her to the bed kind of close. Her body warming with memories, she put the pillow back and stepped away to admire it.
What makes you say that?
You're happier, even if you are walking a little crooked.
Hey,
she protested with a laugh, her throat drying as her mind raced back to the way Jack had touched her.
God, she was in so much trouble.
I am not.
No, not yet. But I bet you will be tomorrow.
Seriously, though, Danielle, this experience has been good for you. She examined her emotions and walked to the hall mirror to observe the new flush in her cheeks. It was true. She was happier. Definitely an interesting point of discussion for her class.
Endorphins,
she explained. The academic part of her understanding the physiological effects on her body. But the woman in her, well, she knew what was really going on.
Whatever. All I know is if he leaves, I'm going to set you up with a guy I met last week at work. He'd be perfect for you.
Danielle's hand fell from her face. How the hell could she ever be with another man after Jack? The roar of an engine outside gained her attention. She hurried to her window and pulled her curtain back. Her heart did that familiar pitter-patter thing it always did when her gaze fell on him. He climbed out of a vintage Corvette, one she'd seen outside his dad's shop the day she'd asked him to sleep with her.
He's here. I have to go.
She gave a little wave to him when he glanced up to see her. Okay, enjoy your meal at Lucian's,